In the name of God, who creates us, who loves us unconditionally, who empowers us for ministry. Amen.
Amen.
It's a joy to be with you here at St. Catherine's during this Easter season. My wife, Mary, and I are very grateful to you for your very kind and generous hospitality offered to us. As was true 4 years ago when I visited with you, there are those among you this morning who are eager to be baptized, and others who have been prepared for confirmation, a reception, a reaffirmation, all related to reaffirming anew the vows you have made at your baptism. It is an honor to be a part of this community celebration of new life and renewed life in Christ with you. I also recall 4 years ago that a group of the youth from this faith community were in the final stages of preparation for making a pilgrimage to visit with Native American communities as a part of the Journey to Adulthood program. Now I understand that this year the pilgrimage will be to visit with other communities in the state of Maine. Some of you may well know that those who are raised in and live in Maine abide with many different cultural realities than natives of Southwest Florida. So this pilgrimage will be a wonderful opportunity to learn of those cultural differences and to probably feast on some delicious lobster from local waters. Some of the youth who are being baptized and confirmed this morning will be members of this pilgrimage. I understand that the new Sunday evening service is attracting new members of this faith community. It is very important that we reach out in new ways to people who are seeking to have a relationship with our Lord. The beauty of our liturgical worship is often the catalyst for entering into that sacred relationship. And in today's world, we have to be flexible about when we offer worship opportunities. Continue to be very attentive to the Lord's Spirit, moving with and among you as you share the ministry of His divine love. Final words of the gospel lesson this morning are these: My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. That you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Jesus is speaking here to those who've been following him as he made his way through Galilee on the road to Jerusalem. He makes clear that to become not just a follower, but a disciple, one must bear fruit. Much fruit. And the fruit one must bear is in all actions, in all relationships, in all daily endeavors. Using the unsurpassing love that Jesus offers to us as the unsurpassing love that we are to accept and to offer to others. Be a disciple of Jesus is that simple. And yet it is most difficult in a world and culture that seem intent on destroying any semblance of that love, any semblance of that divine love. In a very real sense, Jesus throws down the gauntlet here to anyone who desires to be a disciple. But the Lord does this not as a challenge to go and overcome the world with one's own strength and resources, but to find and to use the strength and the power that He gives to us through His relationship with us and our relationship with Him And our relationship with him is understood as that same intimate relationship that Jesus has with the Father. I in him, and he in me, that we may be one. By virtue of our baptism, we are placed in that relationship. A relationship in which all we need to bear fruit, to bear the fruit of divine love, all we need is given to us. Jesus teaches us to think of this relationship as the intimacy of a vine and branches. The vine is the source of life and central to all life. Branches, although they are parts of the vine, do not make up the vine. And the branches do not have any life in themselves. Life belongs to the vine. Now we all know that we are not independent beings who are apart from all that is living and moving and having its being. There is a tendency, however, to act as though we are able to control all that abounds around us. And thus we have created environmental catastrophes of climate change and sea and land changes, and animal population changes, and food chain changes that are all detrimental to us and to our future generations. We act very often as though we are the vine, the source and ruler of life, when in fact we are the branches who cannot live apart from the vine. You and I have no life apart from the vine. Life belongs to the vine. Our opportunity to flower and to bear fruit is dependent upon our relationship to the vine. And recall that our relationship to the vine, who is Jesus, the resurrected Christ, is based on the power of divine love entering within us and transforming us to be who we are called to be as disciples, disciples of Jesus. The fruit we are to bear as disciples comes from the life of the vine. We can try our best to be and to do who we think God wants us to be, but without the power of God's presence with us and within us, we are as lost sheep and helpless children. It is the vine that gives us life. It is the vine that nurtures us and enables us to bloom. It is the vine that prunes us with loving judgment and with encouraging grace to remain fully in this intimate relationship. We remain in this relationship because the vine, Jesus our Lord, will not abandon us. He will not withdraw his empowering spirit from us. We fickle beings can easily not pay attention to his presence and to his empowering spirit with us unless we keep our attention focused upon the life-giving vine through prayer and through study of the scriptures, and through the discipline of worship that draws us ever anew to his body and his blood. A branch will wither and die and drop from the vine if it is unresponsive to the nurture it is receiving from the vine. The daily observances and disciplines that focus us upon the nurture from the vine are absolutely necessary to be disciples of Christ. With this divine present with us and divine nurture of us, we shall bear fruit. Fruit that nurtures others and transforms the world. We've all been surprised with joy at some time or another when we come to realize that we've made a difference for someone, perhaps for someone who is less fortunate, or for someone who is in need of healing and new wholeness, aware that it has been the Lord's grace that has been working through us. Our disciplined ministries enable the vine to bear fruit through us. And all of this is possible through our intimate relationship of shared divine love with the vine. Jesus said, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples."